maybe when you write a national bestseller, you'll get your own sports show. Until then, this is the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
You know, like the rest of you, I'm basically in a holding pattern today, right? I mean, as we, all of us, continue to hold our breath, waiting some sort of indication from the Toronto Maple Leafs about the static of Frederik Andersen. With, we've got 2 weeks left in the regular season on the Leafs. I was going to say 1 foot in and 1 foot out of the playoffs, but it's more like 1 foot in and three toes out of the playoffs, I guess, if you look at the standings. I do know this. I felt all along, we've talked about this, I've said it, and certainly not to anyone to say this, that I think Freddie Anderson's probably been the most irreplaceable member of the Toronto Maple Leafs. That doesn't mean that 3 or 4 years down the road it isn't going to be Austin Matthews' team or Mitch Marner's team or anything like that. But in terms of being the hardest guy to replace, I've said and I've felt for a long time that Freddie Anderson is a guy. So I'm hoping we don't have to find that out. I mean, right now, if it's a concussion and Freddie Andersen has to miss a couple of games, I can live with it. Anything more than that, and I think it's possible that this team has just absorbed a body blow in when it comes to its aspirations of making the playoffs. So like the rest of you, we're going to wait and see what happens at practice today. Maybe get an indication ahead of tomorrow night's game about the status of Freddie Andersen. Look, I've got to admit, I've been up to my armpits in alligators and wireless microphones and baseball in Florida for the past week, so I'm going to need your help in the first hour, all right? I mean, the Raptors are in the playoffs. The Leafs, as we said, tantalizingly close. And, man, opening day for the Blue Jays is a week from today. So I'm going to ask you this. We're going to go to the phone lines after Glenn Healy joins us. Which Toronto sports story has most of your attention now? Which of these three Toronto teams has you the most excited? Which of them has you the most worried? Let me tell you, the weather in Florida was great, but man, oh man, it's good to be home. Glenn Healy gets us started, and then it's over to you.